Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another day, another dollar. So I finished recording last night. I think we were talking about the weekend. I didn't listen back, you know. But I think we were talking about the weekend yesterday, and I'll just continue that. So I talked about the HOA meeting, and I will say this. Auntie Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera, said in the Level 13 Discord, and I'm just looking it up right now, he was answering my question. So basically I said, and I'm not talking into the microphone, that's not good. So yesterday I was talking about the HOA meeting and the fact that Mark wanted to go because he wanted to make sure everyone saw him so they know he actually lives here in the neighborhood, and I felt really bad about it. And I didn't know what to refer to him as, so I just said, hey, I'm Adam, this is Mark. And Auntie Scott says, partner is best. Spouse will do, and you're right about boyfriend. So I guess he's saying, you know, I'm too old to call someone my boyfriend. And, you know, okay, noted. I normally say partner when I'm going to introduce him, but I was just like, you know, how do I, partner does feel like a law partner, like, oh, it's Boyfie and Boyfie, attorneys at law. Here's my partner. But anyway, so I was reading another Discord message. I have to admit right now, I am a librarian who I talk to quite often, which I love. Was stating that the automated Twitter is posting the wrong name. So she's saying, you know, because I'm reading this and it was distracting me. I am a librarian. You're distracting me right now while I'm trying to record Geeky Gay. Hello. No, it's not your fault. So she said, I'm not sure if this will be Adam or Daniel, but the Twitter automation still says dubious intent. So we post a tweet, Pride48. And it's now set up that once you are a show on the Pride48 website, I don't have to do anything. As soon as you're in our database, you're added to this. So anytime you post a new show, we will tweet and say, hey, so-and-so released a new show. Not only that, but we also will download that most recent episode, and it gets added to the queue of podcasts that are played on the feed. So when we don't have a live show, we are playing recordings of shows. So anyway, I'm a librarian. I know you listen to Geeky Gay, so I'll just answer your question now. When we switched from dubious intent to mix minus, I pointed the old dubious intent feed to the mix minus feed. And so right now, what is happening is the Twitter automation actually posts for both. So it posts for dubious intent, but it also posts for mixed minus because it sees dubious intent as a separate show. There you go. So I know that it's happening. I'm just always surprised when people notice little things like that. And I used to be a test automation person, and I always hate it when I miss something in my testing. But I have to admit, Faye Driver the other day tweeted me, or he tweeted Pride48 and said, hey, the Twitter automation is posting the not the most recent episode, but the prior episode. And I had a defect in my code because I wrote the code and I'd never checked it. I was like, oh my God, it's great. It's tweeting every time. And I didn't check that it was using the correct link and actually pointing to the current. Anyway, and so I was shocked that he found it, and I hadn't even found it in my limited testing, because even though I was a tester for a long time. I hate testing. Oh my God. I hate it so much. But to answer the whole Discord thing, and I'll answer her in Discord as well when I'm done recording, but to answer it here on the show, because why not? Need to kill time. I'm aware. It's because Dubious Intent is a separate show on the Pride 48 website, but it has the same feed as Mix Minus. So the Twitter bot is confused. I think I need to archive Dubious Intent so that it stops doing that. Anyway, there we go. So Saturday evening, so we did the HOA, meeting, and then we went home. We just kind of hung out around the house. We didn't really do too much, but I did need to pick up my parents from the airport, and we have our restaurant of the week. So we went back to the house, just kind of hung out, and then we got the dog ready because it was very complicated. I was like, okay, well, my parents live 20 minutes away. Mark wanted us to eat at this ramen restaurant, which is another, I don't know, 10 minutes from there. So it's about 30 minutes away from our house. And we needed to go pick up their car because neither one of us, they pack a lot of luggage. So it was just a big logistics problem. We were like, okay, are we going to take two cars? Also, Mark didn't really want to go to the airport. And so he's like, well, could you drop me back home? So we just had to work out all this logistics. So we decided, okay, we're going to go in his car. We're going to drop off Shane, who is my parents' dog, but I'm saying his name, Daniel, Shane. And we're going to drop him off. And then we're going to go eat ramen, which is about another 10, 15 minutes away. And then we're going to pick up their car, then go eat ramen. And then I'm going to drop him off, go pick them up at the airport in their car, take them home, and his car will be there parked at their house. And then I go home. So that's basically what we did. We dropped off the dog. It all went smoothly. Everything worked according to plan. I had to sit in the cell phone lot for a little bit. Nothing really to report on the restaurant. I don't know why I don't like seafood. I just don't like the fishy sea-y flavor. Like, I don't even like the flavor of seaweed or anything that comes out of the ocean. There's some sort of fishy sea-like flavor that I just don't like. And ramen, the problem with ramen, I love noodles. Anything with noodles in it, I love. But the problem with ramen is they want to sneak in some sea element in there. Even if it's not fish, even if they don't want to put fish, they want to put bonito flakes, or they want to put seaweed, or they want to put nori, or I don't even know what all this stuff is, but they all taste like the ocean. And I don't like that flavor. So we go, you know, and they have this, you order on a touch screen, you go to your seat and they bring it to you. And I decided to get one without broth. It was such a person from South Arkansas order. I'm like, okay, I want the noodles with teriyaki sauce with fried chicken on top of it. I mean, that literally is something that's what I ordered. And so, you know, Mark gets a traditional ramen with the broth and, you know, all pork belly and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, it was pretty good. I still tasted a little bit of fishiness, and I don't know, I didn't read the full ingredients list, so maybe they snuck some seaweed in there and I wasn't sure. I didn't see it or something. But anyway, and I can't help it. I wish I liked it. I do. I have started. I mean, I feel like this is good. When Mark and I do a food tour or a chef's table or anything like that, I will eat the seafood. For instance, when we were in St. Thomas and we did the food tour, we went to a place. They had a saltfish quiche. I ate it. There was also another place that had a conch fritter. I ate that. I didn't enjoy it, but I ate it because I'm trying to expand my palate. But no matter how hard I try, I don't like it. But I'm going to keep doing it. Maybe one day when I get older, I'll go, oh my God, I love fish. Let's eat fish all the time. You know, I don't know. Maybe I will, but I'm trying. And I guess that's all I can do. I mean, I don't know. Like, why? I don't know why I don't like it. I just don't. But I'm giving it my best. So I picked up my parents. There's nothing really to report there. And that was kind of the end of Saturday. But Sunday, I needed to mow the front lawn because the front lawn was getting very long. But it had rained Saturday night while we were sleeping. So I didn't want to mow the backyard because it's much bigger, but I had to mow the front yard. So I did it. It was not good because it was wet. The lawnmower, the battery-powered lawnmower, was having issues. But I was able to complete it. It looks pretty good. And then, again, we didn't really do much. We did our grocery shopping and, you know, we did some things like that. But there was nothing exciting that we really did on Sunday. I was such a good boyfriend. Because we had had Shane for a couple of weeks, the floors were really dirty, especially because we just put in the doggy door. So I vacuumed all the floors while Mark was at Mass. So I did that and I mowed. Look, I get an A as a boyfriend. I will say that. All right, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.